So we proceed, and we have reached Vanity, a city of vanity with its fair, where in First Pilgrim's Progress, faithful lost his life, Christian only just escaped. But now they're brought to the house of this very generous saint. We've already met one called Gaius, and we stayed in his house there a fair while. Would take no money for that. He offered his home freely to them. And now they've reached Nason's house, who lives in vanity, in the midst of this city, which was famed for its evil and its way against Christians. But anyway, what Nason does is he invites some of the other good citizens, pilgrims themselves, who are living in vanity, to come and meet with these travelers that he is now giving hospitality to. And so they come. Various names they have. There's a Mr. Penitent, and a Mr. Contrite, a Mr. Love Saint, a Mr. Truthful, and others besides who come, and they all share together. And they are delighted to meet these pilgrims, because they've heard of Christiana, because of all people that they esteem, Christian stands out there right at the top. So they're just great, they feel it is, to meet with his family, to see those who are also now on pilgrimage, and to talk with them about their experiences. But of course, the pilgrims are also interested to hear what's life like in vanity, this city that's put faithful to death. Well, they report this. Things have actually got a little bit better. That the people, having gone to that excess of violence and that hatred that showed towards the pilgrims who were there before, they perhaps just backed off that a little bit and felt a little bit guilty, just how over the top they had been. And so things have just eased slightly for them. There's not such a vicious and hateful attitude. And indeed, they report in some parts of the city, to be a Christian is even thought to be quite okay, quite an honourable thing to be. So there's been a little bit of learning on the part of the city dwellers there in vanity. But it's still hard work, and it's still difficult. And they say, oh, people here, they're into money, really greedy, and they're into pleasure. Still pretty much what was there before when Christian and faithful were there. That's modern society, whatever it was, isn't it? What's changed? People are into money and pleasure. Well, that could be really what we say about today's society, couldn't it? In so many ways, sums it up in so many ways. So there it is. And they say we have to be on our guard all the time. We have to be watchful, and we have to be alert, and we have to make sure that we're not going in that direction. We're not getting into all the money and greed and getting wealth together there, or becoming just vain and interested in pleasure and not really serious about pilgrimage. So they said we have to really be on our guard. But the thing is, things are a little bit better. But then they want to know about the pilgrims, how it is for them on their journey. And Mr. Honesty speaks up here, and there's his name, isn't it? And he says, well, it has its ups and its downs. It has, sometimes we have a fair wind, and sometimes it's really heavy going. He's telling it as it is, isn't he? He's not sort of painting some picture of the Christian life that, you just sort of go on through and everything just works out absolutely fine all the time. No, he said, it can be really hard. And we can feel at times struggling. We don't know quite where we are, don't quite understand what's happening. But we keep going. And so the citizens there in vanity hear that. Think, oh, right. That sounds much, much like it. That sounds much like it as we experience it too. But they said this. Mr. Honesty said this. Here is what you really need. And he said two things. Firstly, courage. Courage, okay? Courage. That's interesting. I think that's important. And I think that's lacking in this day and in this age, in all kinds of places and in all kinds of ways, not least of which being in the church. A lack of courage sometimes there. So there's that, he says. You need courage to keep going. And you also need to keep yourself unspotted from the world, so all its pleasure-seeking and all its money. You need to keep unspotted from the world. So courage and keeping yourself unspotted. Mr. Greatheart says, yes, you need the Word of God and you need the Spirit of God for both of those things. Otherwise, you'll lack the courage and you'll also wander off into the world. So there were quite a few wise things that they shared with each other there, and important things which were important when John Bunyan wrote them then, hundreds of years ago. They're still important today for us. If we're serious about pilgrimage, we need to take heart what was said there. Anyway, finishing again, happy note here, wedding bells ringing once more because, yes, the two other sons there, Joseph and Samuel, Nathan, he's got a couple of daughters there. They're getting on fine. They get married. So all the sons now, all the children on the journey, they have all got married. And now the time is come round for them to bid adieu to their friends in vanity, set their sail again towards where they're going, to the celestial city. So they head off on their pilgrimage once more, but with some lessons there that they've learned in vanity that we'd do well to learn also for ourselves today. Well, now let's sing hymn number 86, Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 86.